From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues his series of studies in the book of Joshua as he brings the closing portion of a message entitled Successful Christian Living. The text is Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Knowing God is real success and prosperity. We've seen the importance of being in the center of God's will. Then God had already promised the land, but it was up to Joshua and the army of Israel to possess their possessions. The context tells us that Joshua was alone when the Lord came to him. It is absolutely essential for God's people to get alone with Him and to learn on their knees the power and majesty of God. Furthermore, Joshua learned that he had to fight the Lord's battles in the Lord's way. Although Israel was victorious at Jericho, they suffered defeat at Ai because of resorting to their own way instead of God's. Any endeavor for God must be biblical if it is to be successful. Dr. Cairns will conclude this message shortly. First, he takes a few minutes to emphasize the necessity of receiving Christ as Savior today.
Today, now there's a word full of possibilities. Just think of what may happen today. A lot of people worry about what may happen today. Very few people actually live in the expectation of what may happen today. But today is the day that God has given us. The Bible says that today is the day of salvation. You remember that glorious day when Jesus went into the town of Jericho, and Zacchaeus, the little tax gatherer, the man with the evil past and the wicked lifestyle, the man who had been guilty of filching money from his people, came out to see him, climbed up into a sycamore tree. Jesus came, stood under the tree, knowing rightly where he was, and called him to come down. And he said, "This day, or today, is salvation come to this house." Little did Zacchaeus know that when he started that day, it would be the day that would change his life forever, his destiny for all eternity, and bring him into living contact with the Lord Jesus Christ. The same happened to the penitent thief who was dying on the cross beside Jesus. He, along with his companion, had mocked and cursed and blasphemed against the Lord Jesus. But whether it was hearing the crowd say he saved others, or the remembrance from that statement of the great works that the Lord Jesus had done, or the glorious and beautiful words that came from the lips of the suffering Savior, whether it was the demeanor of Christ, the Holy Spirit took something and convicted that dying thief, and he called out to the Lord, "Remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." And immediately the Lord Jesus said, "Today shalt thou be with me in paradise." What a wonderful thing it is to have the gift of today from God. Do not waste it in sin. We read of a rich fool who made a lot of money, and he spent his last hours, though he didn't know they were his last hours, he spent his last hours wondering, "How can I add to this? How can I live in the thrill of what I have, in the pleasure of what it can buy me?" God said, "Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee." Today is a day of opportunity. It's also a day of responsibility. Make sure you do not waste today without getting right with God and giving your all to Christ. The Bible says in Hebrews 3, verse 7, today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your heart. You come to Christ today, He'll save you today, and today will mark the beginning of your life, the rest of your life, the fullness of your life. Today He'll give you opportunity to serve Him and to serve others, to live life to the full, to the honor and the glory of Him who is the Lord of today and tomorrow and forever.
Weary and troubled,
listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We continue to receive encouraging response to these broadcasts. We want you to know that we're very grateful to those of you who take the time to contact us. Among the various publications which we offer on these programs, The most popular is the quarterly Let the Bible Speak magazine. In the next issue, Dr. Michael Barrett, president of Geneva Reformed Seminary, presents a series of articles in observance of the 400th anniversary of the Authorized Version of the Bible. Also, there will be a mission focus on the country of Bulgaria, as well as Any Day Soon by Jill Saunders, drawing vital lessons from a young Christian girl's battle with cancer. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Alan Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why does God allow suffering? What is the unpardonable sin? And how is the death of Christ relevant in the 21st century? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Successful Christian living doesn't wallow in failure. It learns from it. And it leaves the cause of that failure behind. And that leads to the, I suppose, what sums up the whole book of Joshua. The greatest detail of successful living for God is experiencing God's power to use us. That's the real meaning of success, the ultimate in this life, knowing God's power, being an instrument in God's hand, being filled with God's Spirit, being a means of fulfilling God's purpose. Jesus said to his disciples, "Ye shall be my witnesses. Ye be my witnesses." But how are you going to be that? How on earth are we ever going to be successful witnesses for Christ? You shall be filled with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Filled with the Holy Ghost. That's the great mark of success. When Paul came to the end of his life, he says, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith." How could he say that? Because God's power enabled him. Do you remember when we were doing the study in Hebrews chapter 11, from verse 32 onwards? "What shall I more say of Jephthah and Barak and all the rest of these?" See the great list of things that they did for God. They subdued kingdoms. They wrought righteousness. Out of their own weakness, they were made strong. That's success. Some of them died. The world would say that was failure. But it wasn't. It was success. When George Wishart died in Scotland, a light went out. He had been preceded in martyrdom by Patrick Hamilton, a man of royal blood, but still murdered for the cause of Christ. George Wishart came, the greatest preacher Scotland probably had ever heard until that time. And as the gospel light began to shine, the forces of medieval Romanism in that barbaric country got scared, and so they quenched the light. It seemed an utter waste of a life of a young man of learning, a man of brilliant ability, a man who could have led the nation to greatness. What a waste to throw away his life in such a cause. Ah, no. Standing there was another man who was all that George Wishart was, only many times more. And through the fire that burned George Wishart, God kindled a fire in the heart of John Knox. And John Knox not only founded what we have as the nation of Scotland, not only founded in Scotland the Presbyterian Church that was the vehicle of revival upon revival, but which exported the gospel to Europe and to the Americas, and which set the very social, religious, and political foundation of this nation. You never feel when, even if it costs your life, you live in the power of God. Let me finish with God's final directions for success. We have read verses 6 to 8 particularly, where he commands him to obey the Scriptures. One thing is clear: what is not biblical is not successful. Young person, never forget that. If it's not biblical, it's not successful. Appearances may be very, very deceptive here. Remember Moses? The Lord said to him one occasion, "Smite the rock, and out of it will come water." Moses did it, and out came water. On a later occasion, the Lord said to him, "Speak to the rock and forth will come water." Moses was so mad at the people, so full of bad temper and anger at that time, though the meekest of men, that he took his rod and he thrashed the rock. Now he still got water out of it. But the Lord said, "Moses,
you'll not be in the promised land. You'll not lead them in. There's a great significance in his smiting the rock the second time. That rock, Paul says, is Christ, represents Christ. He was smitten once. He never needs to die again. You speak to him to get grace, not, as the Pope would tell you, keep sacrificing him. He doesn't need to die again. There's a spiritual significance. But quite practically, can't you see the lesson? If it's not biblical, no matter what the appearances are, it's not successful at all. Some of you are being tugged in ways that are unbiblical. You can't look God in the face and defend what you're doing. But it seems to pay. It doesn't pay. It curses. It curses. What's not biblical is not successful. Sum up all that God said to Joshua. The key to successful living is the Word of God governing your thoughts, your words, and your deeds. He says to him, observe. The word observe means take heed. That means think. Think. Keep thinking. So many people are afraid to use their head. They think that Christianity ought not to be a matter of the head. Well, it shouldn't be only a matter of the head, but it must be a matter of the head. Some wit said that God has given you two ends. Your head to think and the other end to sit. And according to which one you use most, you'll be successful or not. An awful lot of Christians are so afraid to use their head. Consider. Take heed. Let the Word of God get into your mind. Take possession of your thoughts. And then let it govern your words. This word is not to depart out of your mouth. That's your public witness. In your relationships, on your job, in your home, with the other people, whatever the problem, let the Word of God govern your opinion. The world is full of opinions. You listen to radio every day, and there's this opinion, that opinion, the other opinion, and the world is being choked with human opinion. We need to know the Word of God in any matter. That's the standard. But not only let this word go out of your mouth. He says meditate on it. The word meditate there has the root idea of talk to yourself. One commentator I read said it means audible musing. Talk to others using the Word of God. Talk to yourself. I've often paraphrased a statement that I read years ago of Martin Lloyd-Jones. I can't even remember where I read it, but I remember I thought it was very, very insightful from a great preacher and a great pastor. My paraphrase of it is that people listen to themselves far too much and don't talk to themselves half enough. Now you think of it. There's so many people running around listening to every little voice of doubt and fear and worry, and they take those things so seriously. When what you ought to be doing is talking to yourself. Talk the gospel to yourself. Talk the Word of God to yourself. Talk Christ to yourself. Meditate. Govern your words. Then it will govern your deeds, that you'll do according to all that is written. That's the life to which the Lord has called us. That is true wisdom. It's what makes life worthwhile. It's real success. Let us not be sidetracked to run after another goal. Now, if you're going to do this, it's going to cost you time, it's going to cost you effort, but the reward is great here and hereafter. I leave you with two texts of Scripture. Think of them. Take them with you. Psalm 73:24. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward, receive me to glory. Psalm 84:11. The Lord is a sun and a shield.
The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he uphold from them that walk uprightly. Listen, if you have God withholding no good thing now, leading, guiding, filling, and empowering, and then at the end, receiving you into glory, listen, you have good success. May the Lord teach us, everyone, successful Christian living.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.